Can you hear this? Sounds of koalas. Look, in the news, Environment Minister Susan Lee yesterday approved Hanson Construction Company's controversial Brandy Hill Quarry expansion in the Hunter. The minister has actually written an editorial, which is in the Herald today. Brandy Hill, and I'm quoting here, Brandy Hill Quarry has made Port Stephens an unlikely lightning rod for koalas and environmental activism. It is a quarry that has been in place for decades and will expand in stages over the next 25 years, mining a rhyodacite aggregate hard rock vital for building infrastructure. The project, says the Minister Susan Lee, came to me after the New South Wales government approved it with strict environmental conditions requiring an area almost nine times the size of the expansion zone to be set aside as offsets. I visited the site, met with quarry workers and with campaigners against the project. I went with an open mind. Following that visit and hearing so many competing views, I commissioned an independent survey conducted by leading koala expert Dr. Stephen Phillips from BioLink. That survey showed that within that habitat area to be cleared, between one and two koalas are present. Port Stephens is not a region where bushfires have impacted local populations or habitat, and the BioLink report states, quote, that movements across the site are largely random and comprised mostly of young dispersing males. However, as part of my approval for its expansion, I have ensured that the company will commit to regenerating a 74-hectare corridor of high-quality koala habitat on the land it owns. The decision to allow the project is one that is based on an evidence-based approach, says the minister, based on science, not emotion. And she concludes the opinion piece, which is in the Herald today, as a result of what has been an exhaustive and stressful process for many, koalas in the area will now have access to a new corridor, improved vegetation, and the best possible protection efforts. Well, a lot of people not happy about that, including our next guest, who's the campaign manager of Save Port Stephens Koalas, Dr. Victoria Jack, who's on the line. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Richard, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Victoria. Thank you. Well, Susan Lee described it as science over emotion. You've described it, or the people campaigning for it, rocks over koalas. Do you buy what she has offered? Is this not a bad compromise?
Well, look, we think the minister got the advice she paid for. The experts from the University of Newcastle produced an independent expert report about the Brandy Hill Quarry and its impacts on koalas in September. And they found that breeding koalas were there during the fieldwork, and they concluded it was some of the most valuable habitat in the area. But the minister wanted a separate report produced by a consultant she handpicked. And surprise, surprise, he's delivered the findings she wanted all along. So no, we're not buying the minister's excuse.
This koala expert, Dr. Stephen Phillips from BioLink, he's already, well, prior to this report, done another report for the government, which basically said the same thing. Is that right?
I don't believe he did a report for the government previously, but he has produced opinion and reports on this topic. Actually, it won for Port Stephens Council, I believe, and another couple. And that was one of the concerns we raised to the department when they told us they were picking him as an independent expert, that he'd already given advice against our campaign previously, but we weren't heard, unfortunately.
Right.
So do you know much about the 74 hectares? On first reading this, it sounded like, oh, well, they've tried to do the right thing. They've taken away 50, but they're giving you 74. Susan Lee said there's some good quality trees there. Do you know if it's a suitable environment for the koalas?
We don't know much about that. What's on that land. The news came as a total surprise to us yesterday, and it was leaked to the media. We hadn't had a call from the minister's office. But it seems to us that this is spin from the minister's office, because she's saying that koalas will be better off, and the facts really don't support that take. The parliamentary inquiry into koala populations and habitat found that governments must urgently protect the koala habitat that we have left, the little that we have left, if we're going to have any hope of saving koalas from extinction in New South Wales. It didn't find that it's okay to destroy koala habitat as long as you plant new trees in a slightly larger area that will take 15 years to grow, in a best case scenario. So planting seedlings to hopefully replace a forest at some point in the future is just smoke and mirrors. It will do nothing to protect koalas from the immediate threat of extinction. And I can tell you, people aren't buying the minister's plan. Last night, hashtag koala killer was the number one trending topic on Twitter. And our campaign is on the front page of the Newcastle Herald today. It's made headlines in media around the country, in the Sydney Morning Herald, the ABC, the Guardian. Australians have had a gutful of this government making decisions that set koalas on a fast track to extinction.
Right. Given that the state government had already given it a green light, realistically, did you expect a government of political, well, same political persuasion, a Conservative government to overturn that and go against the state government approval?
We tried to remain hopeful, and I note that you said in your introduction, Richard, that Susan Lee approached this decision with an open mind. But it is hard to believe that, given that only 22 of 6,500 developments considered under this legislation have ever been rejected. Only 22 of 6,500. And only projects that are deemed likely to have a significant impact on threatened species even get referred. So this decision is not surprising, but it is telling of the deplorable state of environmental protections in this country.
Gee, is the fight over, Victoria?
Well, the fight on this one is over, unfortunately. We've come to the end of the line. There's really nothing more that we can do. And, the minister's made her decision, so we have to accept that. But we have had a huge amount of traction with this campaign. You know, we've had national and international celebrities throwing their support behind the campaign. We've got thousands of followers, and we can't give up the greater fight for habitat, for koala habitat in Port Stephens. So we will regroup and think about what to do next, but you will be hearing from us again. I can reassure you of that.
Good. Well, we certainly hope so. Maintain the rage, as they say.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Victoria.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Dr. Victoria Jack, the manager of the Save Port Stephens Koala Campaign. If you